Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro said he will not take a coronavirus vaccine, calling it his right. He made statements live on social media Thursday, adding that Congress was not likely to require Brazilians to take a vaccine. The South American country has the second highest number of coronavirus deaths in the world. Bolsonaro has played down the seriousness of the pandemic even after he caught the virus himself in July. Brazil's government has contracts in place for nearly 143,000 vaccines, doses, that's million, that is, with several companies, their main bet being the vaccine from AstraZeneca. U.S. President Donald Trump said Thursday he will leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for President-elect Joe Biden by the December deadline. Trump's comments to reporters at the White House was the closest he has come to conceding the November 3rd election, even as he repeated his unfounded claims of massive voter fraud. The president said it would be hard for him to concede under the current circumstances and declined to say whether he would attend Biden's inauguration on January the 20th. Desperate efforts by Trump and his aides to overturn the results in key states, either by lawsuits or by pressuring lawmakers, have failed, and he is running out of options. Authorities in Zimbabwe are trying to reach at least 30 miners trapped underground after a shaft in the obsolete gold mine collapsed. The head of the Federation in Zimbabwe says 6 miners have been rescued so far. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Burkina Faso President Roch Kabore has won re-election by a comfortable margin. Preliminary results showing on Thursday, after an election marred by insecurity that prevented swaths of the West African country from voting. Kabore's opponents have accused the Kabore camp of massive fraud, but the Electoral Commission dismissed those claims, and an international observer mission gave the election a clean bill of health. In a statement after the results, opposition members said that they reserved the right to pursue legal action without providing any details. People in the Philippines are trying to recover from a deadly typhoon that caused extensive flooding, killing at least 39 people. Typhoon Bamco struck Thursday, toppling power poles and trees and damaging homes. Thousands of people have been rescued, though waters have mostly receded. The military was rescuing people in places where the water remained high. More than 350,000 people were evacuated to safety, mainly fleeing vulnerable coastal and low-lying areas before the typhoon hit. Australia's second largest state, once the country's COVID-19 hotspot, said on Friday it had gone 28 days without detecting any new infections, a benchmark widely cited as eliminating the virus from the community. The state also has 0 active cases after the last COVID-19 patient was discharged from the hospital this week, a far cry from August when Victoria recorded more than 700 cases in a single day and active infections totaled nearly 8,000. A Turkish court handed down life sentences to more than 300 military and civilian personnel for their roles, in a failed coup against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government in 2016. 70 other people were acquitted in the trial 3 years ago, while some received prison sentences of between 6 and 16 years. The takeover attempt left more than 250 people dead and thousands injured. The incident led to a massive crackdown. 130,000 people were fired from their government jobs. The defendants were also accused of working at the behest of U.S.-based cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is accused of masterminding the action. He has denied any wrongdoing. Turkey is seeking his extradition. And a Cambodian court on Thursday began hearing the case of nearly 130 opponents and critics of the government charged with treason. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News. We'll be right back.